USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In Bethlehem, Christmas carries a heavy heart this year amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza. The traditional Christmas Day events and concerts have all been called off, leaving Manger Square deserted and guarded by security forces. The usual festive atmosphere in Jesus' birthplace has given way to sorrow, dampening the typically lively town during this season. Egypt has put forward a proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire agreement as war rages on.
This amidst newer reports of Palestinian deaths at a refugee camp, reportedly linked to Israeli airstrikes. Egypt's ceasefire proposal, though, falls short of Israel's demands. It would not allow for Israeli troops to remain in Gaza after the war with Hamas is concluded. The Egyptian proposal also allows for Hamas to remain, which Israel considers a non-starter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A Republican member of both the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee has asserted that Republicans are in consensus regarding addressing the southern border issue. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Bill Hagerty attributed the challenges at the southern border to President Biden.
They're encouraging as many people to flood into this nation as they possibly can, essentially to backfill the blue states where populations are leaving and help them in the calculation of congressional seats going forward and electoral votes.
Hagerty accused the White House of attempting to shift the role of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from an enforcement agency to a resettlement agency. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has reported a false crime at her home on Christmas, marking the latest occurrence in a series of swatting incidents targeting her. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to prompt a SWAT team response under false pretenses of an ongoing crime. Greene revealed that this incident, which marks the eighth occurrence for her, happened on Christmas Day. She emphasized it's a strain on her local police. This is USA News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I've personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine.
There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. CNN reports the Russian military may also be equipping its soldiers with drugs or stimulants. Meanwhile, morale among the Ukrainian fighters on the 2,000-mile battlefront is at an all-time low.
It'll be 2 years in late February since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched Russian troops into Ukraine. Despite the dashed hopes for a white Christmas across much of the country, there are still areas where snow is anticipated today. Meteorologists indicate that a storm, which began forming on Saturday, is set to bring wintry conditions to more than half a dozen states. Anticipated snow accumulations range from 1 to 3 inches in northern Arizona, parts of New Mexico, higher elevations of central Utah, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and northwestern Minnesota. In the Colorado Mountains, snowfall could reach depths exceeding a foot. Southern California whale watchers have experienced an extraordinary year as a pod of eastern tropical Pacific orcas made an appearance 2 weeks ago, and they've shown no indication they're going to leave. According to experts, the mammals have discovered a new hunting ground for dolphins. The orcas have captivated whale watchers with sightings reported in locations from Laguna Beach, the Palos Verdes Peninsula, as far north as Malibu. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.